Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for all those joining us, listening on the radio, or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com for this Holy Mass. Again, I'm Father Mark Malezeva. It's a great joy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And the Mass for today is for Monday of the first week of Advent. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, declare it to the distant lands. Behold, our Savior will come. You need no longer fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy. Let us pray. Keep us alert, we pray, O Lord our God, as we await the advent of Christ your Son, so that when he comes and knocks, he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor for the survivors of Israel. He who remains in Zion and he who is left in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord washes away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purges Jerusalem's blood from her midst with a blast of searing judgment, then will the Lord create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her place of assembly, a smoking cloud by day, and a light of flaming fire by night. For over all, the Lord's glory will be shelter and protection, shade from the parching heat of day, refuge and cover from storm and rain. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good.
Let us rejoice in the house of the
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Come and save us, Lord our God. Let your face shine upon us that we may be saved. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. He said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Two times a year, I have the privilege of lying at Mass. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what happens is, as the vocation director, it's a privilege. The reason I say this first is because this happens at ordination day. So as the vocation director, I stand before bishop as in those in charge of our seminarians, and there's this little dialogue in an ordination Mass between those in charge of the seminarians and the bishop who's going to ordain them, either a deacon or a priest. That's why I say it happens two times a year, because God will, we have somebody to be ordained a deacon and then someone to be ordained a priest. But like I said, after the homily, there's this little bit of this dialogue. And I say to the bishop, Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain this, our brother, to the priesthood or the diaconate, depending on the ordination. And then the bishop asks this question, do you know them to be worthy? To which I respond, after inquiry amongst the Christian people and those in charge of their formation, I testify that he has been found worthy. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with the young man, but it's just a reminder that, is that young man worthy to be ordained? He's not. As I stand here as a priest, I was ordained a deacon before a priest. Am I worthy to do this? I am not. But God chooses us anyway. He chooses us anyway. The reason I bring up this topic of worthiness is because of this great dialogue between Jesus and the centurion. Now, when you heard the centurion's response, it was probably a familiar one. It's because it's what we pray directly before we receive communion. This dialogue, it's sort of interesting because he says, I have this servant who is suffering dreadfully. He doesn't ask him to cure him, but Jesus knows what to do. He says, I will come and cure him. And we hear this beautiful line, Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. Of course, at Mass, we substitute my servant for ourselves, that we are not worthy. They should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. It's this beautiful reminder, not to sort of degrade ourselves or sort of beat us down, but just a recognition we're not worthy of any of this, but God chooses us and wants to give us this anyway. It doesn't matter upon our own worthiness, but rather it's just a pure gift. And so as we begin this Advent season, which is a beautiful season, it's actually going to be, I think, the longest it can be, because Christmas falls on a Sunday, which is makes most priests happy because it just makes the schedule a lot easier. So, but we're going to have a full 4 weeks of Advent. And so as we enter into it, I think there's two attitudes that we should really have based upon this reading today and at the beginning of the season. One is probably one for all seasons, but that of gratitude. Not just because we just wrapped up Thanksgiving, which hopefully we were grateful for, but recognize that we're not worthy of this, but God showers this upon us anyway. He showers his blessings upon us. Graces, virtues, even the cross, he gives that to us. And so the response is, thank you, Lord. We always have that gratitude for all that he gives to us. But recognize that he showers all these gifts, we still always have to be ready. The first three words of the opening collect, I'm not sure if you caught them, were this: keep us alert. Keep us alert. That as the Lord showers all these blessings upon us, he's still in the midst of us asking us to be ready. Because that's the whole other point of Advent, that we have to be ready when he comes again. I think these should really be the two attitudes of the Advent season. One of gratitude, as we remember Christmas, that Jesus came to be among us. And then as we remember at Mass, he still comes to be with us always. That we have that gratitude for everything the Lord has done, but also ready. Ready for that kingdom, because we know he's going to come again. And just as he ended that gospel today, I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. My prayer today, I hope, is that our names are included in that as well. That we're on that guest list, so to speak. With Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and ourselves with the Lord, praising him, offering our thanks, being with him at this great banquet in the kingdom of heaven when he calls us home one day. And so we stand together, confident that our Heavenly Father hears all that we ask of him. We present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all priests, that they will help us know and embrace God's will for our lives, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations, that men and women may discover the joy of following Christ and strive to serve him, we pray to the Lord. For all Christians, especially all the persecuted Christians throughout the world, that united to Christ during this common Advent season, they will increase in hope and strength, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that the culture of life will reign and that government leaders will understand the dignity of every human person, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of my grandfather, Edward Malezova, whose death anniversary is today. In addition, for the repose of the soul of Mike Wynn, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we make them in gratitude, as we strive to always be alert and ready for you, we ask that you hear them and that you grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Pray. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Francis Xavier, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual act of communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Come, O Lord, visit us in peace, that may we rejoice before you with a blameless heart. Body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. Central. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. As we conclude, we pray the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival going on in our country. And we pray, my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, and reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Tell one other person about it. It's such a great way to evangelize.
The Relevant Radio app, your Catholic everything app.
Get live radio, podcasts, news, prayers. It's free.
The continuously updated Relevant Radio app. It's in your app store.